Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
The Go-Giver, a little story about a powerful business idea by Bob Berg and John David Mann. Hello, my friends. I hope you have been following this series of episodes that I have, I'm creating on the Go-Giver book, one of my favorite books, The 5 Laws of Stratospheric Success. I've already covered in the last two episodes, number one, the law of value, and number two, the law of compensation. If you have not heard those two, I strongly recommend you go back and spend your time. Listen to the first episode, and please listen to only one episode a day and write down 10 ways you're going to apply that, okay? And so come back to this in 3 days, right? So what is this? What is today's episode entitled? The Law of Influence. Yeah, that's the third law. The third law is the law of influence. Your influence is determined by how abundantly you place others' interests first, okay? Let me read that again. Your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. Yeah, that's the law of influence. Who comes to mind when I talk about law of influence? Mom, right? Mother's influence is just incredible. Mothers have always placed our interests ahead of their own abundantly. That's why moms have a huge amount of influence on every kid, right? Every kid is because they have placed our interests so abundantly ahead of theirs that it's quite natural that they have influence on us. The law of influence. Your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. Now you start thinking about the various people that impacted you. I'm thinking about a professor from Indian Institute of Science, my master's thesis advisor. That person did this. He was so interested in my success. And is. Here we are. Multiple decades later, I'm still in touch with him, right? How come? How come my dad is a retired professor from the Indian Institute of Science? His students now, many of his students are retired now. That tells you how long ago he retired, almost a quarter century ago. And I see many of his students still come by, meet him. In India, we have these things like Teachers' Day, etc. When people come by, meet him, take him out for dinner or a cup of coffee and drop him back. Why, after 2.5 decades after retiring, for heaven's sake? And he probably had them as students probably 3 or 4 decades ago. That is the law of influence. My dad's influence is being shown today, decades later, because he has had a powerful interest in many, many of his students, and he placed their interest abundantly ahead of his own, right? He placed their interest first, and that is what is showing today, many, many years later. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it is crazy. And that's exactly what he talks about in this book, The Law of Influence. And it is one of the most exciting chapters. It's also a little crazy chapter. And one of the highlighted or italicized phrases there is givers attract. Givers attract, thought Joe. And that's why the law of influence works, because it magnetizes you. Yeah, it magnetizes you. And that's the reason why givers attract. So as you're giving, maybe all that I'm doing in this podcast is giving to you. What am I giving? I'm giving you value. How am I giving you value? In 5-10 minutes, I'm taking some of the best things that have impacted me in my life and have been so useful to me. So you think, I want to become a leader. Well, to be a leader, you have to influence other people. Okay, how do I influence other people? Oh, I can add value to them. I can place their interests ahead of mine, right? I can use the law of influence, and that's how I can become a leader. And how do I become a person of influence? Well, my influence is determined by how abundantly I place others' interests ahead of mine. Wow. So how do I do that? I'm doing it through any which way that I can. I do this when I'm mentoring startups, tech startups largely, or mentoring individuals through the mentorship program, or here through these podcasts. Doesn't matter. You pick the way that's quite natural to you, some way you can add value to others and you can please other people's interests. Why do I tell you not to just listen to this like any other podcast, but to use this more like a workbook? Why do I ask you every single time, write down those 10 ideas, 10 ways you can apply every episode? I want you to do the same today. Write down 10 ways. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How are you? What are 10 ways you can apply today's episode, which is the law of influence? And whatever you're doing, influencing your target segment, influencing your customers, influencing your clients, influencing your coworkers, influencing your family members. Okay, do that and you're in for some magic, my friend.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.